Moving on down. Let's get on down to this is my burning man, hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
All the white folks, we be burning theyself up for nothing.
Oh, look at here. Looks like somebody threw away a perfectly good white boy.
Deceased protester who lit himself on fire outside a Trump hush money trial once worked for Democratic Congressman Tom Souza told the New York Post they recall the guy being a very smart and hardworking man. And he was in protest of something. I'm not really sure what the protest was.
It was the war over in Palestine. He, you know, like he went out in front of Trump's fucking trial, but it didn't even have to do with Trump.
He wasn't even there. Like Jermaine said, the powers that be that possess a man to put gasoline on himself and burn up. You know, if you want to protest, do this right here. Douse yourself in rubbing alcohol. There's a 99% chance you're going to come out all right.
No hell, nigga. That shit flammable, too. Don't have none of them dry old clothes on, nigga. Because that shit going to shoot up like goddamn Jerry Carroll in a hot flame.
But still, what possesses another man to say, you know what, man, fuck it. I stand with Palestine. Man, Palestine, how you said, I do apologize. I'm going to burn myself up. Do you know your family is throwing up in their mouth right now when they got to recognize your burned carcass, because you decide to go protest for some shenanigans?
Yeah, like I said, I'll stop you when you're wrong. I don't know how you can get that worked up about anything that you're going to fucking...
I just don't care. If we all stop caring about all that crazy shit, motherfucker trying to counsel you, you say you don't stand with this. Y'all don't care. Nobody truly cares. Nobody truly cares. And you know why nobody truly cares, Brandon?
Why that?
Moving on down. So when this hillbilly burned himself to death, he was an organ donor. They ripped his kidneys out immediately
and
gave them to two people.
Goddamn. They needed all that shit. He was already halfway open.
The first thing you check, give me your ID. That nigga a kidney donor. Get him to the OR.
I mean, hey, man, at least some good came out of it, you know?
I guess. Maybe he was sick, but I'm just like...
You want a crazy man kidney? I don't want to possess kidney to go make me do crazy kidney stuff.
Yeah, you never know what's really going on. But at the end of the day, when I die, I'm taking it all with me. It's going to be so poison, it ain't going to be no good. Just throw him in that rented suit and get him out of here.
Don't worry about it, my nigga. I got you. My brother ain't wearing no rented suit. If I got to go steal one from Georgia or from Greenbrier, nigga, we got you.
They'll be closed down by then. Moving on down to CNN.com. This is shenanigans. We just going to go down this real quick. Maryland high school student arrested after authorities discover a 129-page document detailing school shooting plan. I was like, God damn, Hillbilly, you were precise. In my entire life of living, I haven't wrote anything past 20 pages, let alone a 129-page document detailing what you going to do.
Yeah.
His name was Alex Yee. I got to put his name out there because he looked crazy as hell. And he went to the hospital and they released him 3 months later and sent him back to school because he said he was going to shoot it up.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn Captain Long-Winded, you know.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm glad this nigga was long-winded because 120 pages is a good length for a nigga to snitch on you.
But yeah, no doubt, you know. I was going to say something stupid, but I guess I'll keep that one to myself, yeah.
I hate to say it, boy. I hate to say that right here. We might need to go to that the Clockwork Orange statement. You want to rob a bank, huh? let me shock that head for about 6 months. You want to shoot up the school? Go in. You come out well. You come out well rounded, right? Until they start thinking normal people. You, hey, buddy. Hey, Alex, how you doing? I'm a model citizen of America.
Yeah,
but you're from Guam, huh?
I wonder if his parents are going to be reprimanded in any way.
This is, bro, how old is this nigga?
18. I'm telling you, man. We got to bring back that shock therapy back when people be writing these crazy-ass manifesto. Anybody who have a manifesto in their house that sound crazy and it's their actually handwriting, they get the shock. They get the shock on the shock therapy. Gotta turn their brains into mellow mush, man. Y'all a cafeteria working now. You scoop the rice, scoop the mac and cheese, and you give them two ribs.
I'm with my brother.
Easy life.
You know what though? You know what you should do also. What that nigga do on the lobster? Bring out the toasters, nigga. Put both your hands in the toaster for 20 minutes. Ow, nigga.
If you've never seen The Lobster, the movie, it is one of the movies I love the best in my top 10. You should look at it, Brandon. It's dry humor, but it is fucking hilarious.
Put your hand in the lobster, nigga. I mean, the lobster and the toaster.
Yeah, but in this place here, if your significant other died, you have to go to a hotel. If you can't find love in 30 days, in 90 days, you will turn into your favorite animal.
Hmm.
And the only way you get extended days when you go out and hunt the runaway people who escape the place. So you go out there, shoot them with an arrow and throw all their dead bodies in front of the people and they count them up and you get more days. But it's dry. It's funny. Brandon, like, what the hell are you watching?
It sounds like something.
I watched it like four times.
It's one of my favorite movies, man. But they got it when you first get there. They tie your hand behind your back so you don't do an ejaculation. And one dude jacked out. It's the same. It's one of the movies. It's crazy as hell because every morning the nurse come and put her butt in your lap. And if you get a hard on that mean, you haven't ejaculated. It's kind of insane talking about this, but and if you if you don't get a hard on, your hand go in the toaster.
That's right.
Jeez. What did you look at? I was looking at a naked lady on the horse. It had to burn that whole hand. Yeah, you won't
stick
do it
in
again.
The toaster, nigga. Can't pick up no guns if your hands in the toaster.
Hey, make sure come here one day and watch it. I have it on DVD too. Hey, man. Hey, that's one of my favorite movies. You might not like it because some people say it's boring, but it's funny as hell to me. Moving on down, blah, blah, blah. We'll skip a story. No one cares about the robot scanning your children while they're taking exams. Most of the motherfuckers failing them anyway. McDonald customer devastated after her 400 feet. Hold on. McDonald customer is devastated after her 400 free coffee coupon become worthless. Can you imagine? You could be sitting there with all them goddamn coupons and people blame her. I don't blame her. She was trying to get enough so she can get a coffee every day for the rest of her life. But you gotta read that fine print, boy. They can turn them gift cards and them goddamn them free coffees anytime they want. Those punch cards. And somebody said, what the hell wrong with her? For every 7 coffees, she got another punch card? You should have just got the free coffee and started over. I said, true.
Yeah, this is why you got to live every day to the fullest, because you never know. One day, all that saving you've been doing might not amount to a hill of beans near your standing with a handful of fucking useless paper.
They are telling the truth, but if I was you late, I'd go back there and say, y'all nigga owe me 400 cups of coffee, and if I don't get it here, I'm going to call my lawyer, nigga, and it's going to be some problems. I'm going to shit on these walls in here, too. So, nigga, he wants the lawyer or the shit, nigga. Get this bitch 10 coffees. Keep coming back every day, bitch. We'll give them to you. You know, it wouldn't even hurt them. I admire her for saving all the goddamn coupons, but y'all right. Live your life, lady. These folks don't give you nothing to deal run dry. Yeah. It's a coupon.
I skipped the story, man. I got to get back to this one, man. I cried until I have you ever been hurting so bad that you go to the extreme to get that money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is all over the internet. Breaking graphic. This woman wheeled her dead man, a dead man, into the bank and tried to get him to sign up on a loan in her name while holding his head up. I looked at this video 10 times and I was like, God damn. She still up here trying to get him to sign this paperwork. I would have just gave it to her just because. I've been like, you know what? I appreciate it. You really needed this shit, didn't you?
Well, get him out of here. You heard what the teller told her.
Man, now that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
But they was in, I forget where they was at, man. This is just a video. And people talking about, she gonna go to hell. I said, what the fuck y'all talking about? We have children who kill their parents for insurance money. At least she tried to get her uncle to do one favor before she died. He probably like, I ain't signing shit to my deathbed. Don't worry about it.
You know what she told the uncle.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
I mean, for real, man. And shout out to American young people. Brandon liked this story. American young men are blowing their money like never before. Hey, man, shit, you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow.
Right. Next thing you know, fucking they might wrap up that fucking McDonald's coffee fucking thing you've been saving for. Yeah. Run it up, young blood. Yeah.
Black terror. I haven't said the N-word all day, I think. I'm going to say it right now. I can't stand you niggas. I can't stand you niggas. I can't stand you niggas. I swear to God, bro, we need to just... All the kids who think they gangster, just get rid of all of them. And we start all over again. Jermaine sent this story. These dudes are riding in a car with the dead body. Rolling up a blunt and also putting it on TikTok.
Yeah, this was pretty fucking disturbing, you know.
That's how these kids don't care. Don't nobody give a damn about Ukraine. We need to be getting these smooth headed niggas off the street. They're dangerous to white people. They're definitely dangerous to black people, Hispanic, the government.
I agree.
You killed the dude, he owed you money, so y'all decide to ride around. This shows you how stupid and how unintelligent the children are. Even if you smart, everybody wants to be famous, even if it means they going to jail.
And they are. They're going to jail, Jack.
Oh, boy, they busted their ass like it was a new day. Easy to get them when you tag your own page, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're filming the whole fucking thing. You know, like, I don't know. That whole thing was wild, though, because that dude in that backseat was dead as a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I was like, God, hey, bro. I look at that shit, Brandon Jamal, like this. Damn, you gonna call up this other nigga name? Ain't that right, Skilo, nigga? Show me your goals at the bottom of your mouth, nigga, so they know it's you. I'm like, bro, these niggas are insane. But you know what, though? Get them off the street, nigga. We need them niggas caught early. Hurry up, nigga. Do y'all job. Don't catch me on no stop sign shit. Get these niggas.
True, I'm just saying. Yeah, stop busting these fucking dime bag motherfuckers and get some real killers.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are a menace to society. And you letting them run around here shoot. You know what? The government will never ban TikTok. They catch more criminals than everybody, and they catch more criminals than anybody. Especially black people and Hispanic people. These motherfuckers have been doing gang crimes on TikTok.
That's true.
Just silly niggas. Silly niggas.
See, let's move on down to the greatest man, the greatest action hero. The last action hero? How do you feel about holding a door open for a woman?
I mean, look, man, you know, I don't mind opening doors for women. But hell, I've read now that that's like, you know, if I'm doing that, I'm fucking perpetuating the fucking patriarchy and shit. So I don't even know what the fuck to do anymore. Yeah. You know?
I think it's ridiculous. I'm with Brandon. If, you know, God help those who help themselves. Open your own goddamn door. Why do I gotta lay my jacket, my suede jacket, over a puddle so you can ruin it? Walk around a puddle.
Right. Aren't we supposed to be fucking snuffing out all these gender norms?
So a dude came to pick up a lady in his Tesla, and this woman is TikToking the video, TikTok video the whole time. And she said she don't touch doors. Her man supposed to open the door, and the dude like, baby, we going to a restaurant that's gonna be $200 plus. I drove here to pick you up. Open the door for yourself.
And he was inside. He opened the door from the inside for her. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you gotta step out.
And she kept closing it. So finally he gets out, opens the door for her. She sits inside, and you could see that dude having like a real internal conflict with himself until finally he opens the door back up. It's like, hey, hop out for a second. I want to show you something. She's like, what? He's like, yeah, we ain't doing this. And she's like, what? She can't believe it. That's the thing that blows my mind. Like, girl, you can't believe it. He's like, man, I got to have some self-respect. You know, I got to have some self-respect. I can't do this. This ain't for me. He was like, good luck in your journey, but I'm out. And then just fucking drives off, and it's hilarious. But he said, he tells her watch out so he doesn't fucking Raphael Warnocker, you know.
Somebody open up the jails. But I just laughed. I'm like, understand me, ladies.
I like it. This nigga got moxie.
Oh, dude, it was great.
The only thing as a man is I can tell you, like y'all tell us, if you look for the stars, what do you always get, Brandon? Nothing. There is nobody who has the ideal man they want. And if you have an itinerary for how your man need to look, act, and speak, you will always be single. You will die single.
Yeah, you're going to lose that one.
You're going to lose that battle every time. When you come in with preferences, a preference of what you like, that is fine. But when you have a detail, I remember a girl telling me, I like my man, he got to have a He got to have more than a bachelor. He's got to have a master, a good guy, a good job, making $100K, nice car, nice teeth, a good hair. He can't have no bald head. I'm like, you 48. And you wonder why ain't nobody had no children with you yet, because you still looking for the perfect man.
How did I miss this video?
Or what?
What was it on this nigga? In this? I want to see this nigga get cold turkey on and get it help some cold turkey.
You see the dude in the red Tesla.
Okay.
I shared it and Brandon shared it. But shout out to him, man. The last great American hero.
And the thing that usually cracks me up about those chicks is they ain't that hot. You ain't hot enough to be fucking having a list that fucking specific. Yeah. You know?
I'm one of them new age people, man. If I hold a door for you when the shit hit the fan, who gonna get you in? Get yourself in, right?
Is that right?
I just never understood. Oh, chivalry is dead. I'm not going to throw my jacket on the ground so you can walk over a puddle. Let's walk 10 paces up around a puddle, and we both can be cool.
When she said, I don't touch doors, I was like, that would have been it for me right there. I'd been like, oh, really? All right, well.
Pull back, baby.
Yeah.
You know.
Touch that door one more time and close it so I can get the fuck out of here.
You know, you should have told Brandon Jamal, how you get out your house, ho?
True. But you know, stop asking for the skies, man. Sometimes just take a cloud. You know what I'm saying? Take a cloud. That's all you're gonna get.
Yeah, and take a chance on a mediocre dude, man. You might be surprised.
Yeah, mediocre dude make your life go round. Always remember, man, mediocre is best. Date a mediocre girl. Live a mediocre life. And guess when you die happy.
Reasonably.
You know, reason. If you even if your money fucked up, when you die, you already know it's over with. And you can live the life you always wanted to. A man dead in the city in heaven. Moving on down, we gotta talk about one more thing before we get ready to wrap it up. Woo, boy, y'all police officer having a rough week, boy. That police officer who rocked that lady.
Oh, that was hilarious.
A man punches police officer for touching his wife. Police officer knocks out woman. The whole situation goes crazy. And you know, man, the point is, I don't know what it was at. I'm here for the comments. Oh my God. Like I told you, O.J. Simpson, a murderer. The white people. I can't believe he punched her like that.
What she deserved it. Is he? She deserved it.
But I don't want white folk. They was, I was like, what happened to some? I said, what happened to Blue Lives Matter? We got to be in the Matrix because I seen like FOMO comments saying, I thought Blue Lives Matter. And somebody else said one cool thing. I think about it later. Keep going.
Dude, like the video opens up and there's already some fucking, there's already a gang of rowdy white folks. You can tell they've been like day drinking all day. You know, they're completely drunk, you know, and there's some Jack John going on. And, you know, fucking drunk white women, they love to fucking get up in people's faces. In this instance, it was a cop and started Jack John. And I think she was like poking him. She put her hands on him in some manner and he fucking, you know, roughed her up just a little bit. Her husband started going fucking crazy saying, you don't put your hands on my wife. And they fucking proceeded to rough him up a little bit too. And while that cop's on the ground with her old man, that one girl runs up, kicks him right in the balls, you know.
And somebody punch her and she just eat the concrete.
Well, no, it wasn't even her. It was her friend came over and started like kind of wailing on one of the cops. And that other cop just comes out of nowhere and Bill instantly turns off her cable. You know what I'm saying? She fucking, she
he cut
is,
all the power off.
Oh, yeah.
The concrete sandwich.
Oh, yeah. She was fucking 3 months past her bill because they cut her off immediately, you know. And everybody's like, bro, you knocked her out. And like, well, hey, man, like they say in boxing, protect yourself at all times. Don't be jumping in there like you're fucking goddamn Mike Tyson when you ain't nothing but Glass Joe. Yeah.
I'm sorry, white people. I'm back at the comment. Did she comply? Looks like, oh, the black dude said it looked like she resisting arresting me.
Word, and she was.
And I love this one. Look at those thugs. And the white person said, they're not thugs. They just had a long night. And then the dude said, whatever, nigga. I laughed until I goddamn cried. I'm reading it right now. And I'm like, okay, you get the trophy of the week, my friend.
Yeah, salute to you, sir. Those white people deserved it every bit of man. What they got. That, yes. Especially okay. That girl. Then that cop goes over there, starts lightly patting her on the face, trying to get her to wake up because he knows the optics look terrible. Yeah, but
they didn't look terrible, nigga. That was a good fight scene.
But I'm totally with those cops. Those people deserved it.
When they do it to black people, they be like trying to break a nigga neck. I seen a motherfucker put his neck and his elbow on the goddamn lady back, and she was pregnant. I said, goddamn, that white woman got out easy. At least her lights got turned back on when she came back. She caught the vapors and she woke up. You gotta give her some of that smelling salt, Bob.
I tried to slow that video down and see if we hit that lady, bro. I still couldn't see it.
It's slightly off camera. Like they pan over right as she's like fucking like hitting the ground. You really gotta like look really hard to see the motion.
I seen her hit the ground. Nigga, that was close enough. Somebody hit her.
I love the commentary. That white guy, like, I can't believe you hit her. You a cop. I'm like, man. I'm still like, she resisting arrest, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she was. You know, she was. And she was interfering in a police investigation.
What about the girl kicking the other nigga in the nuts? I'm like, why you didn't get her?
Dude, well, he was busy with her old man, but yeah, she kicks that one cop square in the balls. It was
twice. I was like, that. Boom, bam!
I would have got off. On, I would have got off. The cameras would have went up and we would have sprayed them eyes. I would have sprayed them all with that pepper spray. The moment I got my composure back after that stinging feeling, ladies, I want you to understand one thing. If an assailant ever come towards you, kick him in the balls. But for play, never kick a man in his midsection. It feels like a tornado coming from our brain down to our sex. I understand. Somebody said, how's it feel to get kicked in the balls? Just let me kick you in the coochie. That hurts. Think about if you had some pain tenders down there.
I don't know all that shit attached to everything.
Make you cry for your mama. Moving on down to this man going to jail. Man mocked woman with Down syndrome while at Disney. Only to get beat up and arrested. But let me tell you something. Tighten up. You going to jail, Jack.
Didn't he get banned too?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he did.
Disney banned. Yeah, he probably of them other goddamn clown that
went. He's on the list.
Yeah.
No, sir. You
on the list. There's some niggas that acting handicapped. They on some banned list too. Over 100 of them motherfuckers. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, man, move on. Understand me. Disney they police their own situation where they can have their own banned list. I'm going to California, nigga. You on the list.
Yeah, nigga. We already got your fingerprint. You ain't come back in here.
You going to Disney World in Japan? No. You on the list. Is that fucked up that they got their own dossier on people who banned?
I mean, you know.
Hey, man, moving on down. You going to jail, Jack. Ohio man fatally shoot Uber driver after scam phone call targeting both of them. Now, this old black lady came to pick up something to get a package. I don't know. The scammer called the Uber driver, then it called him and said something. So he thought the black lady was coming to scam him, and he asked her, why you calling him and being nasty? He shot her. She in critical condition, and now you may be charged with manslaughter.
She dead. He killed her. He shot her three times. Two in the chest and one in the leg.
That was critical, but hey. All right, Peter, I'm sorry. And he called the police.
I think she's dead. Well, let me not lie. Let's not put her in the upper room, because I hope this cop sucker do a lot of.
He called the police and said she was trying to rob him, so he shot her. That one time, you should have been like, I know I'm fucked up. Call the boys. And that's not to be wrong. That's how imperial some white people think they are. You thought that was a good look. Did you really think you were going to get off from this one? And he had one of them old goddamn Perry Mason guns, boy. That shit only had 6 rounds in it. So you know you shot somebody. You felt every bullet.
And she gone.
R.P. to her, boy. Uber.
You know that motherfucker got a bond out of jail?
$230,000, I think.
I don't understand it. Nigga got some cocaine charges, can't get no bun. This nigga got a murder charge and got a bun. Whatever. You going to jail, Jack. Your old ass can't run. My bad, Ma.
Nope. You going to the chair. By the time we get friend and nuking your brain, you'll be working at Wendy's.
Oh, he ain't working at Wendy's. They gonna knock him out in jail. Patty cake that nigga. I had a grandma, nigga.
Hey, man, we gotta talk about 2 more things and we out. Man, we got to talk about Kid Cudi in this jump. I forgot about this. I don't know what Kid Cudi was trying to do, but I can tell you right now, he does not have pure athleticism at all. This was the weirdest jump ever. He looked like he hurt himself, too.
See what you thought, nigga, looked like a hurtful jump. You see how tight his jean was, and he was looking, hey, look. If you making decisions on if you gonna jump, nigga, you might as well not do it, nigga. You were thinking about that shit too long.
That's a fair point.
I tell you, man, if you clumsy like me and Jermaine, you can look, bro, if your jeans are so tight that you have to walk sideways, the only thing you should be doing in them is walking.
Yeah. That motherfucker look like that, what's the daddy from the Impossibles? that boy had them, I'm telling you, boy, he had them jeggings on, boy. Them motherfuckers was skin tight.
Oh, man. And I just keep, oh, when he get a bald head?
Look like some of that shit missing up top.
But he hurt and he done ruined the concert. I paid $180 to see you. This nigga get hurt in the first 15. They need to have a clause in concert that you don't do no jumping, no gyrating that can get you hurt. I need to be able to get a full show for my money. If you get hurt at the last 2 minutes of it, I'll let you slide. Then I can put you in my prayers. Hey, I'm stealing my money.
If everybody, I'm going to say this shit real quick. If everybody can remember, that nigga jumped off the stage like that cop from 911 Reno with them boots. you ever seen 911, Reno 911?
Yeah, that's some of it.
I'm going to see a meme with that little cop with them little boots on. That was that nigga jumped off the stage like.
Oh, man. And we going to wrap it up to a not-so-funny story, boy. Breaking news, Jermaine sent a Christian preacher, Mari Emanuel, has been stabbed in church in Saudi. I mean in Australia, Sydney, Australia. Yeah. Four people been stabbed in a mass stabbing attack. I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know what is going on, but it is getting bad and it is going crazy. But they got a video. This dude is just preaching. And you see a dude walk out. He pulled out. He walked up. He pulled out that goddamn knife. And I was like, damn. It looked like a movie, bro. He just go to work. And when the people tried to come, he went on another stabbing spree. I'm going to tell you two things. Or, you know, I don't know if he alive or not. If it me, Jermaine Brandon, and my family, his family, we all eating it. McDonald's, right? Which probably never happened. Say we all eating at a restaurant. If I see a dude stab another man, I ain't stopping him. Hey, Brandon, let's hit the back door. But while you there, grab some of them chicken wings in your hand while we going out the back.
Get some of them chicken wontons. Fucking.
Get the cases, nigga. Don't get
why y'all coming back here, man? A dude out there getting stabbed. I'm finna make these chicken wonton, grab my 40 Sam Adams out the cooler.
Hey, look, flag down my waitress. Hey, I need a box.
Don't need shit. I'm going through the kitchen. What's up at the window? I'm putting in the car. We going out the back door while the mayhem is going on and leave your money on the table.
You're goddamn right, nigga. Hey, look. And Jamar right, Brent. What everybody gonna do? They gonna run up front. Hey, let me put this shirt around my face, nigga. Go in there, office and in the cash in here.
Looking like Daredevil.
Yeah,
man. Season one.
He robbed us during the commotion. Y'all got a whole man stabbed in here. Y'all don't need to be worrying about them $400 he stole.
Yeah. That video was hard. I looked at that shit. I said, ain't no way. I said, did this nigga just stab him? That's the problem with people, bro. Y'all, hey, look. Brandon, did you see that video?
No,
Oh, I mean, I'm going to find it to you before you go to sleep. But I'm telling you, boy, the Iceman was calling. If that nigga didn't smell Phil when he saw him, man, I'm telling you, Brandon, I can't even give a good example, nigga. It's like that nigga that tried jumping on the Schwarzenegger, hit him in the back. Yeah, nigga, I want a Lamborghini, but this time he got one.
Huh.
He realized he hit that brick wall.
Brick wall, yeah.
You got to see it, boy, because I was like, wow, I can't believe this. Hey, you know what? In many movies we look at, I have never in my life witnessed a man stab another man.
I'm not in real life for me, so I'm good on that part. I'm sorry, bro. I know I sent that shit to White, and I was like, this nigga here dead, boy. Damn, boy.
It's some wild shit to see, Brandon, when you get a chance, man. But I'll I'm check just it like, out. Bro, no, you won't. Brandon, like, shit, not me. But it do. If a dude walk up and just pull out a knife, that shit was like he was killing a demon, man. And he did that shit so fast. My eyes blinked and he was stabbed 4 times.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, it was rough out there for them nigga, boy. He bought his knife from home. Here we go. I don't understand. I don't understand how people do not jump this nigga, man.
Jump him? Trying to run out with them ties you didn't pay.
Now that's a better idea.
Bless you. God damn, he did stab that. He did get the poking. Yeah.
You see, he went back, nigga. He walked up there like Jamar said, the Terminator. Like that nigga in 6 Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's why, man, I don't care what you're doing in your life. We need to go back to the days when when the gas station owner had a shotgun behind the counter. So you come with that bullshit cleanup on aisle 6. And every time you go up to your preacher, you got something to say. I just came to say I love you. Back up.
Yeah, a nigga want to get that close to Joel Osteen, I tell you that.
Get behind the COVID glass.
Dude, what is the deal with this fucking preacher?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man. He may be a demon in disguise. The old boy pulled that. And it looked like he knew why he was coming to stab him. Because you can see his eyes and he just fall back. You'd have had that best spray when I had no problem. Let's go on to wrap up the Tokyo Black News and Review number 285.
Yep, getting close.
Getting real close, people. Every time somebody get close to you, just spray on one time to make sure it's all good. That's right. We do appreciate everybody coming out to the Tokyo Black News and Review. My mail, man. Come, I got a package for you. Oh, man, I'm sorry. You scared the hell out of me, man. I thought you were the devil coming to collect.
You were bringing them bills in there, nigga. Why you don't bring down here good news, nigga?
Bringing misfortune to my house. I do appreciate y'all. I'm going to pass it to Jermaine.
I appreciate everybody for coming out. My homeboy, PHW, our homeboy, for always coming through. Jordan, always for coming through. Sarah, much love. Sunshine, if you're listening. Kimmy Kim, Dusty Easerman. Ashley, if you're listening, which you're probably not. I don't know. If I forgot about you, my bad. We know B-Rock going to sleep in.
And Jordan.
I said Jordan earlier. She knew it. DJR. Yeah, DJR. I always want to say DJ Crip shouted, but yeah, DJR. Crip Walk shouted. 2 times. B-Rock.
What's up, it's your boy B-Rock, the White Liaison. I'm going to give a shout out to a fan of ours who on 420 was listening to the show and was taking a toke every time y'all said the N-word.
Yeah! I hope it was a white person.
He got to be dead by now.
It was in fact a white person, and I cannot confirm or deny what their status is at this point, but
it's all good. I appreciate that. Hey, look, we love you, man. Hey, look, I took tokes for you too.
So, you know, there's a TikTok challenge for you.
Tokyo Black Show and Toke, nigga.
You can write in TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Check us out on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. Check us out on Facebook. Check out Christian Terry's book, 7 Lives, 10 Lives, are on sale now. No Lives Left coming soon. While you're waiting for that, head on over to Endless Ink Publishing and check out their anthology series, Earth's Final Chapter, and check out Christian's entry into that series called Casa Luna. Check out Dusty on Instagram. It used to be Dusty is Certifiable, but I don't think that's...
Dusty Unhinged.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. And then check out the TKB Panda Shop, man. Weather's warming up. Get your gear. Get ready to get out in these streets.
Not a cold day.
Yeah. Get your t-shirt.
I got them coming.
Hey, man, we're going to leave you with 2 things. Yeah. Hey, Brandon, Don't be the burning man.
Yeah.
And last but not least, hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Last week, I ate a whole bowl of cereal while I was taking a shower. Shout out to Jennifer, what her name is. Who said that? Jessica Biel.
Oh.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When you eating a bowl of tricks in the shower.
You're eating cereal in the shower?
I had just took my son to school. I said, man, that's enough tricks for me in that bowl. I sure do need to take a shower. It was refreshing.
Calm down, Kramer.
Calm down, Kramer. That's going to be a rib sandwich. Run a hot bath.
Y'all niggas be acting fancy like y'all don't have them shower bills. They don't have no shower pizza or no shower sounds like Al Bundy.
Yeah, that's true, man. Well, man, we do appreciate everybody for coming out. But for when Christy, Dusty, and Elisa come back for them residuals, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah. When they ask for their residuals.
It's been spent.
Who bought one of them horns, nigga?
Oh, man. And please, people, don't throw away no perfectly good white women or white men or any color person in this world. Any ethnicity, not a color person. I can say that, right?
Yeah. Technically, yeah. I think you do have the power to say colored person.
Yeah, because we ain't got no really white thing. Let's say beside a hunky or something like that. We'll see you guys on the next show. But, you know, always remember, man, don't set yourself on fire.
Yeah.
Come back next week and check us out, man. Live another day.
Yeah, true that.
I said the N-word 3 more times. That motherfucker had to smoke 3 blunts. God damn. Let's do it.
You sick now?
All right. Later.